This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, very pleased to have joining us for the first time the new CEO of the Pacific Northwest section of the PGA, Frank Tallarico, who comes up here to the Northwest after 2 decades serving as the lead of the Southern California PGA Foundation. Frank, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. And we'll start just how has the move and the transfer been up here to the Pacific Northwest?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. It's a pleasure to be on the radio with you this morning. It's been fantastic. To say I'm excited and pleased to be in the Pacific Northwest would be the understatement of the day.
Frank, when I've looked at jobs out there or career changes, I actually had to because they canned me. But in your case, what was it about this particular position, the CEO position within the PGA, that appealed to you?
Well, as you said in the intro, my career in golf began 22 years ago when I received a phone call from a mutual friend who was then working at the Southern California PGA section, asking if I would be interested in talking to him and the CEO of the section at the time about starting a foundation with the section focused on growing the game of golf, particularly for kids 7 to 17 years old. You fast forward 22 years and, you know, I've still stayed involved. I've served as the chair of that foundation for the last 4 years, and my phone rings again. And, you know, you could agree that the best jobs find you, you don't find them. And the idea that I was getting a phone call asking me if I'd like to throw my hat in the ring to become the CEO of, you know, the largest section geographically in the country, a section that has a reputation of running probably the finest tournament program in the country, and I'd be a fool not to be interested in that position. So, you know, I was honored and pleased that it found me, and it's hard to say no to a position like this one.
So for our listeners who may not know, we are the largest section. There are 41 sections in the PGA. And how does this does your office serve the professional, and how does it assist the professional in serving the public?
So, I mean, the vision and mission of the section is real simple, which is probably a good thing, so we can always stay focused. It's grow the game and serve the member, and you know, hit it on the head, Harold, and it's how do I serve and how do we as a staff and a section serve the PGA member so that they in turn can serve the public, because we should never forget the PGA member is an expert in this game of golf. And really, first you have to appreciate the PGA member wears lots of hats, you know, anything from a junior golf leader to a teacher to a businessman and a marketer. And our job is to ensure that those members are always, without compromise, enjoying best-in-class services, you know, across these different disciplines, so that they are always at the top of their game and always in a position to always deliver quality instruction, quality services, quality information to the general public.
Frank Tallarico, our guest, the new CEO of the Pacific Northwest section of the PGA. And as you mentioned, kind of doing a lot of inside support to the five chapters. The geographic area is vast. It's different. You've got areas like Portland and Seattle, where it's a large metropolitan area, and then extremely rural areas out in Montana, Idaho, Eastern Washington, and Oregon. How do you see, you know, a lot of different needs? You've got resort golf in certain areas. How do you start to put together a plan as an organization that's overseeing everything to do things that can benefit all those different areas of the country here when it comes to golf?
Well, a couple of things. You know, first and foremost, that you're right. It's a very disparate, disparate section. So you've got five different chapters with five very different demographic profiles. But the one common denominator is the role of the PGA member in those sections. You know, that being said, we're very fortunate in that despite the distance between any two chapters, you've got a very tight-knit, very, very tight-knit professional association of members. And so because of that, you can rely on them from the chapter structure to really, you know, look into their own chapters and give us the regular and recurring feedback that we need to know how best to serve them. So, you know, it's a wonderful place to be when you're surrounded by professionals who take their profession very, very seriously, and these members certainly do.
Frank, it's been a rough year, and we saw, I serve on the board of directors of the section, and we've been dealing with the pandemic issue ever since March. And then we had a change from Jeff Ellison to your coming in. Where do we go from here? How do we monitor and continue to grow the game when we're in some ways restricted?
Well, you know, as you said, the shutdown affected everyone and affected all businesses and courses and practice facilities. We're obviously not immune to that. I tend to be very, very optimistic on the rebound across most businesses, but especially in the business of golf. I think the numbers thus far are proving that to be true. I mean, even as quickly as May, so when things started to loosen up, Harold, I mean, you started to see 22% more, you know, rounds of golf scores posted to the USGA over the previous year. In Oregon, Woodburn, for example, saw 800 rounds over Memorial Day weekend. That's twice as many as the prior year. And, you know, what gives me a lot of hope is the idea that this happened before the PGA Tour even came back. So it wasn't necessarily the influence of seeing, you know, famous PGA Tour players on TV and that motivating maybe your loyal golfer to come back out onto the golf course. I think that you've got all those folks, but I think you've got a whole new group of golfers coming out now too. And you know, one of the things that I think, and it's almost ironic, it used to be that one of the challenges for the game of golf typically was that, you know, people had concerns over how long it took to play a round of golf. Some folks say it's, you know, five and a half hours for a round of golf. That sort of vanishes when you've been locked up for a while and you want to get outside and enjoy some fresh air and maybe some friendship on the golf course. So on how this golf industry is coming back, and I think it's going to continue on a strong trajectory. How we serve that rebound, we have to make sure that our programs are staying ahead of the curve. We have to make sure that the members are prepared for what I think is going to be an increase in demand, how best to deliver those services to this maybe new population of golfers, and always remind the population out there that who wants to play golf that, you know, you got a question or you have an interest, or maybe you've been playing golf and you want to refine your game, your first call should be a PGA member.
Frank Tallarico is our guest, the new CEO of the Pacific Northwest section of the PGA. The other issue, we saw Mike Davis, who's been the CEO of the USGA now for a number of years, announced publicly he will be stepping down soon. There has always seemed to be some sort of friction or tension between the USGA and the local state, you know, the OGA here in Oregon and the PGA. How do you see this as an opportunity, whoever might be stepping in for Mike Davis, as well as working with the local golf associations in each of the states that you know? How do you see this synergy maybe be able to become closer together and be more in the interest of the general public and the recreational golfers moving forward?
Yeah, it's a real good question, and one that actually I've dealt with personally over the last 22 years, having been involved in Southern Cal. Obviously, these are our allied associations. If you look at it, they're two halves of a handshake. The USGA is typically regarded as representing the interests and of the game, as well as that of the amateur player, and the PGA is there to grow the game and to serve the amateur golfer. So this is a real opportunity to ensure that we are coming together as both hands of that handshake and really, you know, being mindful, not of our own personal interests and agendas, but really focusing on how do we best serve that amateur who's coming out to our golf courses, who's seeking lessons from our professionals, who wants to get fitted with clubs at our golf courses. So this is a real opportunity for the USGA to really embrace the idea of working together with the PGA of America.
Frank, we've got a real challenge right now with, we're doing fine with our pro-ams and some of our tournaments, but we are struggling to raise money for charities through some of these pro-ams and tournaments. How do we help? And this is a great, this is one of the efforts the PGA of America and the tour make every year, and that is to contribute to charities. How do we go about continuing that in this era of the pandemic?
I think we have to start thinking differently. I think it's time for us to, you know, maybe not necessarily put all of our proverbial, you know, dollars and cents, eggs in one basket, because when things like a pandemic hit, the basket will finally be empty. I think that there's real opportunity for partnerships with that maybe we haven't seen before with corporate America. And I'm a big fan of the idea that, as we've already discussed, you know, as we come out of this pandemic and we see that golf is enjoying some very robust growth, that the golf industry is going to be a wonderful vehicle for corporate America to partner with as we come out of this and together help one another grow our respective brands. As a result of that, we're going to see revenue increase with the flexibility to participate in charitable endeavors. So I think it's a question of looking at this differently. I think the days of, you know, let's do a charity golf tournament and hopefully we'll have, you know, full field and folks are going to, you know, spend extra at the auction. I think those days are, I don't say they're over, but they have to be complemented with some new thinking.
Well, we look forward to your leadership. Unfortunately, we're out of time here. We'd love to have you back once you get your feet settled and start to get into the job. Frank Tallarico, the new CEO of the Pacific Northwest section of the PGA. Thanks so much. Best of luck. And we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.